Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the gears of technology and come out smeared with knowledge. I'm Alex, your resident tech whisperer.
And I'm Jamie, your guide on this journey through the digital wilderness. Today, we're tackling a topic that sounds like it came straight out of a sci-fi parliament, AI governance frameworks.
Ah, the backbone of building trustworthy and responsible AI. It's like setting up rules for a rebellious teenager who happens to control your data and privacy.
That's an image. So we're basically grounding AI before it sneaks out to the data party.
Precisely. AI governance frameworks define the policies, processes, and accountability structures ensuring AI systems are ethical, transparent, and compliant. It's about balancing innovation with keeping everything in check.
Sounds heavy. Why is it so crucial, though?
Imagine AI as a car. Now, you wouldn't want that car to drive without rules, right? Without governance, AI can cause unintended harm, bias, privacy violations, you name it.
Got it. Speed limits, seatbelts, and airbags for AI. But how do you even start implementing something like that?
It begins with defining ethical principles: fairness, accountability, transparency, and safety. These act as the foundation for all governance decisions.
Okay, that's the why and the what. Let's talk about the how. How do organizations put these frameworks in place?
It's a team effort. You need a cross-functional squad: data scientists, legal, compliance, product managers, all coming together. They're like the Avengers of AI governance.
I love that. So Captain America is handling ethical reviews and Iron Man is in charge of risk assessments.
Exactly. And together, they define policies, establish governance roles, and implement technical controls. It's not just paperwork. It's embedding these principles into the AI's life cycle.
Speaking of embedding, can you give me an example of these technical controls?
Sure. Let's say you're deploying a loan approval model. You'd automate bias checks in Python to ensure fairness across demographics. If a model shows significant disparity, you flag it.
That sounds smart, but it also seems like a lot of work. Continuous monitoring, auditing, how do companies keep up?
Automation is key. Embed governance checks in your CI/CD pipelines. This way, every model deployment meets your standards without slowing down innovation.
And what about the pitfalls? I'm sure this isn't a smooth road.
Common issues include treating governance as a checkbox exercise or overlooking the importance of explainability. But with clear guidelines and post-deployment monitoring, you can navigate these challenges.
This is fascinating stuff, Alex, but let's bring it home for our listeners. Why should the average tech enthusiast care about AI governance?
Because it's not just about preventing AI from going rogue. It's about creating technology that we can trust and that aligns with human values. Plus, it's an evolving field. There's always something new to learn and discuss.
Like what we do here every week. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just that AI governance isn't bureaucracy. It's the foundation of trustworthy AI. Start small, automate where you can, and treat it as a continuous process. And remember, collaboration is key.
Well said, Alex. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in. Whether you're a data scientist or just a tech enthusiast, understanding AI governance is crucial in today's digital age.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world. Until next time, keep your algorithms ethical and your data protected.
Bye, everyone.
Catch you on the digital flip side.